Well, we're glad to see those who have joined with us tonight. We've obviously changed the night, and it's not going to suit everyone to be here this evening, but we're glad that you're here, and that we trust that God will bless our time around His Word. We've asked our brother Noel to speak tonight. He will be going off, as he did last year, to Australia early in January time for a number of weeks to fill in the pulpit there. Armin Tanasian has been out all year, and Armin plans to go into the Bible College. He hasn't been in Bible College at all, but he's been responsible for meetings there for the last year without really a break. And our brother Noel's going out to relieve him for a little time to allow him to have a holiday. So you might remember Noel as he makes preparations for that in the month of January. We're glad to have him tonight. I'm going to ask him to come now and bring God's word to us, please.
We have our Bibles, we've turned to Psalm 31. Psalm 31, Mr. Merkin said, they're heading down under again for a short time at the end of the year. Do pray for us, and that the Lord will bless us as we preach over in that part of the world for a short season. Psalm 31, and we'll just read a few verses together. We'll not read the whole psalm, we'll read from verse 1 and to the end of verse 15. Great psalm. And verse 1 says, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defence to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard land vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my troubles. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sinning. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbours, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side, while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me." Amen. And we pray indeed the Lord will bless the reading of His word. Have a wee word of prayer. Lord, we come tonight with joy in our hearts that we know Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing it is to be saved and to be a child of the King of Kings. We thank you, Lord, for those you have brought together into this meeting tonight. And we pray especially, Lord, there be a sense of thy presence. And we pray, Lord, thou will draw strangely near to everyone's heart in this place. And I pray that each one here will hear not a word from the preacher, but they'll hear a word from the Lord. And thou will speak, Lord, peace unto your people. Give us help now, we ask of thee, to listen and to preach the word you've laid upon our heart. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The text is the very beginning of verse 15. It says, "My times are in thy hand." My times are in thy hand. In this particular psalm, many biblical scholars cannot agree when David penned these words. Some say that they refer to when he fled from King Saul. Others say these words are written when he was crowned king in Hebron over the tribe of Judah. Some after the rebellion of Absalom, his son. But no doubt, as we look at these words, we can see there are prophetic words in this psalm. If we looked at Luke 23 and verse 46, we have the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross. The Lord Jesus has given his life in order that we might be saved. And it tells us in Luke 23 and verse 46, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." Into thy hands I commend my spirit. The Lord Jesus had died, and he made a sacrifice for our sins. Here he calls upon God the Father to receive his spirit. Where did the Lord Jesus get those words from? If you look at verse 5 of this psalm, it says, "Into thy hand I commit my spirit." And here we find the psalmist using the words that Christ would use later on. It is, of course, an historical psalm. David is looking over the events of his life. He talks about his trouble. He says in verse 7, "It's my trouble." And in verse 9 he says, "Well, for I am in trouble." Now David was a holy man of God, yet he had his troubles. Sometimes as Christians we feel, well, everything should be right and cozy in our life, and we should never have a trial, and we should never have a problem. Well, that is not true. David says, "For I am in trouble." And David said, "My troubles." You can see something of the psalm, the troubles in this psalm. He was going to be slain in verse 4. Talking about people laying on that privately, take away his life. In verse 8, he's talking about, well, the hand of the enemy. He was slandered. He talked about that in the verse 13. He was shaken. In verse 12, he says, "I am like a broken vessel." He speaks not only about his trouble, but he speaks about his travail in verse 10. He says, "For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My staff faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed." His whole life seemed to be turned upside down. He talks about his tears in verse 9 and in verse 10, because he speaks about his grief. And David is looking at his whole life, and he's looking at his troubles, and he's looking at his travail and his terror, because he talks about being afraid, or about being afraid or fear. He talks about his tears, about his grief. Well, as David looked at his life, he talked about his trust. He had his troubles. He had his fears. He had his enemies. He had his difficulties. He was shaken, like he said, like a broken vessel. But dear friends, David had his trust. He says, "My times are in thy hand," in verse 14, "but I trusted in thee, O Lord." All of these troubles, all of these fears, and all of these tears, David said, "but I trusted in thee." Can you say that tonight? Can you say that, friends? You have your troubles, you have your fears, you have your tears, you've been shaken, maybe you've been slandered. But you can say like David, "but I trusted in thee, O Lord. I will look to the Lord. I will trust in the Lord." How could he say this? How could David speak about his trust? Well, the answer is given to us in our text. "Because my times are in thy hand." This is why David could trust God in all these other things going on in his life. "I will trust in thee." Why? "Because my times are in thy hand." But I want us to speak about this text that David said, these words. First of all, I see in these words David's confession of faith. Hear the words of this great confession. "My times," says David. He's looking at all of his life. And this is David's confession of faith. "My times are in thy hand," and he believed that the Lord was in control of all of his days, and all of his years, and all of his destiny, and all of his life. That's a wonderful confession of faith. "My whole times are in the hands of God." As one said, a missionary in Africa said that if he wanted to to quote these words to a native, he will be forced to translate this text like this: all my life's ways and wins and wars and wherefores are in God's hands. Everything about my life is in the hands of God. My times are in the sun. Think about his times. Think about the time of his conception and birth. You know, David could trace the providential dealings of God in his life from the time of his conception. Because in Psalm 22 and verse 9 to 10, here's what David said: but thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou dost make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Now, David here is speaking about his conception and his birth. And he tells us here something very, very simply. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. On the very day of my birth was in the hands of God. And the day David was born, friends, was according to the sovereign purpose and will and plan of God for his life. And he acknowledges the hand of God that gave him life and that brought him into the world. And right from his mother's belly, he could say, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. And it's true of all the lives of God's people. Our time is within the hands of God from the beginning. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 2, there's a time to be born. What time? God's time. God's time. Sometimes we say, well, I would like to be born maybe 200 years ago to live in the great days of Whitfield and Spurgeon and all the rest of those men of God and to hear great preaching, a great revival. But our dear friends, I can say tonight, we're born in God's time. My times are in thy hand. And God picked the very day of our birth. And God picked the very place of our birth. And the very family that we would be born into. You see, my times is in his hands. Even way before our birth, our times is in the hands of God. Because remember 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13. He says, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath what? From the beginning, chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. And he goes away, way back to the beginning. And we were in the hand of God. Oh, dear friends, the time of his conception was in the hands of God. My times, he said, my times. He's looking over his life. The time of his conversion was in the hand of God. Now, the day of his conversion is not revealed in the Bible. But I believe David as a young man was converted. And I believe as a young man, David had a wonderful experience. He turned from sin and he trusted Christ. And David was saved the same way as I was saved. And he was saved the same way that you were saved. He repented from his sin and he put his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. According to God's time. As a young man, he was a godly man. It says in 1 Samuel 18 verse 14, and David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. But this was said when he was in the house of Saul as a young man, and he behaved himself wisely in all of his ways. And it tells us here that the Lord was with David. That teaches me David was a young man when he came to know Christ. And that day he was saved, that wonderful day in his life, was in the hands of God. Yes, in his early age he was honest, he was humble, he was hard working, he was holy, and he was saved by the grace of God in God's time, in the time of his conversion. Now, other passages in the Bible shows that we are saved in God's time. In Galatians 1 verse 15, Paul says, but when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. And here's the Apostle Paul telling about how he was saved. And he tells us here, when it pleased God. not going to please myself. But he says, when it pleased God, when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, in God's time, he said, I was saved. You see, my times are in my hands. Has the Lord control over our conversion? Yes. He chose the day of my natural birth, and he chose the day of our spiritual birth. And here is David looking at his life, and he says, my times are in thy hands, you see. And I'm glad the day I was saved on 19th of January 1985, that was the day God called me. That was the day I was saved. And maybe you've got, well, young ones not saved, and you're praying for your children. Dear friends, at God's time, and in God's day, God will call them, and God will save them. My times are in thy hands. What about the times not only of his conversion, but the times of conflict? Now, David had his troubles. We have read something about it here in this psalm. He was in danger. He was disliked. The hand of the enemy was against him. He was distressed, as we have looked upon. And yet, the words of our text shows us this, that my times are in thy hands. Even these hard times. He was running from his enemy. His heart was full of fear. He was distressed. But he says, my times, Lord, are in thy hands. Thou hast led me this way. Thy Lord has led me this way, you see. Remember when Shimei had cursed David in 2 Samuel 16 and verse 11, and the men were going to kill him, David said, let him alone and let him curse, for the Lord hath bidden him, leave him alone, because my times are in the hands of God. This is a hard time, he said. I've had to flee from home. My son is against me, and my life is in danger. I've had to leave my home and live in the wilderness. But he could say this, my times are in thy hands. Even the times of conflict and difficulty, they're God's times. Lord, child of God, can I say to you, difficult times will come. Maybe that's your experience tonight. Times of sadness, times of tears, times of sorrow. But remember this, your time is in the hands of God. Sometimes he leads us through the valley. Not always on the mountaintop. Oh yes, that's where we want to be. We want to be full of joy. We want to be close with Christ. We don't want problems. We don't want troubles. But oh dear friends, sometimes God leads us through the valleys. Remember, it says in Philippians 1 and verse 29, for unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. And there's a twofold experience in the life of the Christian. We are to believe on Christ. We are to trust him. But ah, he goes on, he says, but also to suffer. And there are times that there will be difficult. And there will be times of trouble. But my times are in his hands. He knoweth the way that I take. Maybe you're going through a difficult time. Listen, your times are in his hands. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain. He shall never suffer the righteous to be removed. And that word cast and that word burden there is like a gift. Cast your gift, your burden. God has given it to you. God has given it to his friends. But my times are in his hands. And if you're in trouble tonight like David, and distressed and slandered and shaken, and all the rest of it, friends, listen, your time's in the hands of God. What are the times of comforts? David had his comforts. Yes, in his life he had his battles, he had his bitterness. But he also had times of blessings. God really blessed him. David was only a young man minding sheep in the sheepfold, and God took him. God took him from an unknown family. And God took this young lad and he put him upon the throne of Israel. And he had numerous blessings in his life. But remember, these times, these real good times, came from the hand of God. What did he say in Psalm 4 and verse 7? Thou hast put gladness in my heart. Who put the gladness in his heart? Who gave him the blessing? Why was it he happy? Why was he full of joy, friends? Why was he full of gladness? He says, thou hast put gladness in my heart. His time is in the hand of God. It was God who had done this. And I look at ourselves, have we got health today? Have we food and possessions and prosperity? Have we got joy and peace in our family and all the rest of it in our lives? Let me say this, all of this is from the hands of God. From the hands of God, he has given it to us. In James 1 and verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. And James traced it all back to God. And every gift cometh from above. And all the blessings we have had over the Christmas period has come from the hand of God. The good times, says David, they're in his heart. The bad times are in his hands. The time of his cessation or his death was in the hands of God. We can see here that people were seeking to take away the life of David. They were laying a net privately to take away his life. But David knew that this could not be done. And why could it not be done? Because his time was in the hands of God. In Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 2, it says, there's a time to be born, and there's a time to die. And David knew he would die in God's time. God's time. And when the Lord had finished with him here on this earth, he realized anew that he would die in God's time. And in 1 Kings 2 and verse 1 it says, now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And here's David now, an old man. And he's going to be taken out of this scene of time. And he's going to heaven. And he's going to die. When? In God's time. He was going to die in God's time. You see, friends, my time is in the hand of God. The very day of our death. David's whole life was in the hands of God. And your whole life was in the hands of God. And everything about your life and all the happenings that's happening in your life is in the hand of God. And the very length of your life, it's in the hands of God. There is a time to be born and there is a time to die. And the very day of our death is in the hand of God. In Job 14 verse 5 it said of man, seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds and he cannot pass. And Job had the same lesson about man. He will come to this boundary. And he can go no further. And that man or that woman, they cannot pass. No, they must die. Because their time is in the hand of God. This is what David is saying. Your hands are in the hand of God. Oh, can I say, what a confession of faith this is. May we all say it tonight. My times are in thy hand, O Lord. My God, I wish them there. My life, my friends, my soul, I leave entirely to thy care, Lord. All of my life, all of my possession, all of my children, everything is in the hand of God. And what a blessing that is, isn't it? That we're in the hands of God tonight, friends. A confession of faith. David's confession of faith. Can we say David's confidence in his father is seen in this? Well, this great truth was impressed upon David's heart. It filled him with great confidence. I am in the hands of God. All of my person, my body, my soul, my spirit, my cares, my hopes, and all of my days. Man, this filled David with confidence in his father. He was confident that he would be held. My times are in thy hand. Listen, if David's times was in the hand of God, what did that mean? Very, very simply, it meant this: God was holding him. He was in the hand of God, and God was holding on to David. It was not David holding on to God, no, but God was holding on to David. Why then should I worry, says David? God is holding me. In Psalm 41 and verse 12, he said, "As for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and setteth me before thy face forever." There's a picture of God lifting up David. And he's holding David in his hand, and he's looking at David. He was confident God would hold him. Oh, dear child of God, rejoice. The Lord is holding you. He's confident that he can hold you. He will not let you fall. He will not fail. He is confident that he would be heard in verse 22, at the end of that verse. "Nevertheless, thou hearest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee." He was in the hands of God. He was near the Lord. And you know, the Lord could hear David. And David's whole life. And he turned it when he was in the hand of God, and he talked to the Lord. And he cried out to God. And he says here, "Lord, thou hearest me." He was confident that he would be heard. Ah, dear friends, remember this: God will hear you. Because he's holding you. Because your life, everything about you, is in the hands of God. We're confident that God would hear us. Remember, the Lord is near you. He's not far away. Just a little whisper, and God can hear it. Confident that he would be heard. He was confident that he would be hid. Before, in verse 20, he said, "Thou shalt," he's speaking about all of God's people, of course, and himself, "thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues." And David was confident that he would be hid in times of trouble. And from the attacks of his enemy. And from, well, the slander of his enemy. None could touch him. Because he was in the hand of God. "He will hide me. He will hide me," David is saying. Because he's in the hand of God. Oh, dear friends, can I say to you, in John 10, verse 28, Christ says, "I give on to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." And we're confident tonight, when we're saved and trusting Christ, that we will be hid from trouble, from the hands of the enemy. None shall pluck us out of the hand of Christ. And we're confident tonight. That my times are in the hand of God. Listen, we're safe, secure, and on our way to heaven. He was confident that he would be helped, because in verse 15, he had cried, "Lord, deliver me from the hand of mine enemies." And in verse 21, he's praising God. "Blessed be the Lord, for he has showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city." And God had heard him. And God had helped him. And David needed help. And David, left to himself, was a weak man. And yet when he called upon the Lord helped. He was confident of this. "The mighty hand of God will help me. He will be with me." Oh, dear friends, we're confident as we live for Christ that he will help me. We're so weak when we're left to ourselves. How feeble we are. And yet we're glad we're in the hand of God. He will help me. He will help me. And that great text in Isaiah 41 verse 10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee." Yeah, I will help thee. I will help thee. Maybe you need help tonight. In your Christian life. In your family life. In your work and employment, whatever it may be, dear friends, you said, "I need help, I feel so weak, I feel I'm going to fall." And yet the Lord said, "I will help thee." David was confident that the hand that held him would help him. our confidence in our Father, that we will be held, friends, that we will be heard, that we will be hid, and that we will be helped as we live the Christian life. My times are in thy hand. Not great. I'm confident the Lord will hold me and help me and hide me and hear me. Can I say lastly and quickly, David's calmness for the future. When David said this, we can find in this psalm a great calmness for the future of his life. You think about his rest in verse 3. For thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore for thy name's sake lead me and guide me. As we have already seen, David was in danger of being slain and shaken to the core. But after these great words, David is at rest. David now has got peace. He is, in a sense, letting all go and placing all in the hands of God. He lays down his weary head in the hand of God. In Psalm 37 and verse 7 says this, rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. And when David realized, well, I'm in my times are in the hand of God, he just rested in the Lord. And he just calmness for the future. Everything's alright. The enemy cannot touch me. I am the Lord's, and the Lord will hear and help and hold me. And the Lord has taken me home. And when we as the children of the Lord really let this truth sink down deep into our hearts, we'll find rest. My times are in thy hand. Why are we troubled? Why are you shaken tonight? Why are you disturbed? Why are you not sleeping? Why have you lost your joy? Why have you lost your peace? Because you have forgotten this wonderful, simple truth that your times is in the hands of God. You see, David could rest now. David could rejoice. In verse 19, oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee. Behold the sons of men. Here is David now. Listen to his words. His tongue, his heart is full of praise. It is full of joy as he realizes his times are in the hands of God. Blessed be the Lord, David's singing now. Because he realizes his times are in the hand of God. Maybe you have come into a heavy heart, friends. Go home with a rejoicing heart. That your times is in the hand of God. Think about his request. In verse 23, he exhorted the saints to love the Lord. Oh, love the Lord, all ye saints. Love him, he said. Why? Because your times is in his hand. Yes, my times are in thy hand. And he's not just speaking about himself. He could say to all the saints of the Lord, oh, love the Lord, all ye saints. Why? Because your times is in his hand. Love the Lord, you say. I ask you a question. Do you love the Lord tonight? Do you love the Lord with all your heart and soul and mind and strength? My times are in his hand, you say. Oh, that we would really love the Lord with all our heart. He encouraged the saints to rest in the Lord. He says, be of good courage, and he says, strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. David's calmness for the future. He now could rest. He now could rejoice, friends. He now could request on others to follow his lead and rest in the Lord. Oh, as we have come to the end of another year, the whole year past has been in the hand of God. I do not know what the future holds, but I know this, my times are in thy hand, O Lord. Not one of us knows the problems, the difficulties that will face us in the new year. But it's good to know this, that my times are in thy hand. Everything's going to be alright. I am in the hand of God. May God write that truth on my heart. May he write it on your heart. And may we rejoice in him who is a great God and a Saviour to his people.